Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
For the life of me, I can't figure out why guys want to do this every week. But here's second date update. Here's the premise behind it. Guy goes out with woman, thinks he has a great date. Can't get return phone call back. So what he'll do is what I think is really the smart way to go. Call her live on the air and find out why she won't return his calls.
All right, let's go ahead and reset this. Richard slash Rick calls us up yesterday. Has a great, great first date with Alicia. Takes her to the Palm.
Yes.
Takes her to Blue Point.
Oh, yeah.
Takes her to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Takes her to the Velvet Room. They hang out till 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Has a great time. So he's expecting a second date. He calls her back once, twice, three times. No call back.
Drops about $400.
Yeah, $400 or $500 on her. And can't figure out why. So he thought it'd be a good idea to call us up yesterday and call Alicia out on the air while he was talking to her and find out exactly why there was no second date. So we did that. We called Alicia on the air. Hi, Alicia.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bird and Lindsay and Melissa and Jeff calling from Q100. Hey, Alicia, we have Richard on the phone here with you. And he thinks that you guys had a great first date a couple of weeks ago. He said that you guys had a great time at the Velvet Room. Dinner was great. The movie was kick-ass. And he's called you a couple of times, emailed you a couple of times, and he's just been getting the cold shoulder. And, well, Richard, why don't you talk to her?
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Rich.
Yeah, what's going on? How come I haven't heard from you?
Well, I had a great time with you. And
I thought so.
Well, to be honest with you, during the course of the evening, you made this statement about how you really worked hard in your 20s, and now that you've turned 30, you want to start playing a little more. And I didn't tell you, but I actually have a three-year-old son.
You have a three-year-old son?
Yeah, and I know you're not looking to get married yet, and you want to just kind of play and have fun for the next few years, and you're not looking to settle down. And
you're not kidding. You have a 3-year old son.
Yeah, I have a little boy, and I don't tell people. I you know, when I go on a date with a guy, you know, just getting to know him, it's kind of like an audition, you know, because I'm not just looking for a boyfriend or a husband. I'm also looking for a dad for my little boy, and you failed the audition.
That's legit. I mean, she just feels
legit.
She just feels like she's looking for somebody a little bit more settled. You know, she's also looking for, I mean, inevitably, a father and somebody that she can spend the rest of her life with.
Right.
No, I understand.
Exactly.
I understand it. She has a kid, and she's got to look out for not only herself, but the child is. I wish I had found out earlier, because to be honest, I probably wouldn't have wasted all that money.
Ooh.
I mean, it was kind of just like a free night out for mom otherwise.
Oh, that's
okay,
not
Rich,
right.
You know, okay,
Rich.
You know what?
That's not right.
That's not nice. That's not fair. And also, it was your choice to spend that much money. She never said to you, I need a fancy schmancy date. You could have taken her out to a nice restaurant, and that's it. And that would have been a fun evening. She wasn't asking for you to drop $400 for her.
Alicia, you want to respond to him for all the single moms listening?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of taken aback that he would say something like that. It isn't as if I asked you to take me to the Velvet Room and into the Palm. I would have been just as happy if we'd done something less expensive. And it's not as if you asked if I had any kids.
Well, I understand, but it's not as if you said either. I just think I don't see that there's anything wrong with me taking you out, doing the best I can on the date, and treating you as well as I can. Obviously, I did it not knowing at all that you had, you know, not to be rude, but, you know, baggage.
If you can afford it, then I'm rich. What is wrong with you? I mean, obviously...
I'm just a little upset. I understand that she wants
somebody... You would not have taken her out if she had... I now understand why she doesn't tell anybody about the kid, because you totally treat her differently and insult her.
Yeah, what do you mean
three
baggage?
Times.
It's her child. It's not baggage.
Well, just be honest is all I'm saying. Up front from now on.
Why is every guy who comes on this stupid second date thing bury themselves into singlehood forever?
Because it's ego. It's all
not,
that.
It's not ego.
It is.
No, it's not.
You didn't like the answer you got.
Alicia, didn't you expect me to be completely honest with you? I just expected the same.
Well, if you were an honest person, you would have tried to impress me so hard.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Is there, Alicia, is there some validity to telling people before you go out on a date that you have a child? Is that something that other single mothers tend to do?
None of my friends do.
No?
Because the guy treats you differently. Look at how Rich's impression of me has changed.
Right, right.
Just in finding out that I have a little boy. Now it's completely different.
No, but... Well, it's not like, hey, I didn't know you were allergic to dogs, and I have a dog at my apartment.
My child's not a dog.
No, I know, exactly. It's a big, big deal that you really should let people know ahead of time. But what if some guy had taken you out, and you're having a great time and everything, and later on you find out that maybe he's been divorced a couple times and has, like, 5 kids and 1 at home and a few others with a couple other women or something? Aren't these things that you'd want to know up front? What you're getting into.
But I think up front is fair enough to be after the first date.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, do you have to put everything on the table in the first date?
Alicia, this isn't the first date you've had in 3 years, obviously.
No, it's not.
And you never tell the guy on the first date that you have a child? Never have before?
When do you usually tell them?
Yeah.
Like third or fourth.
Yeah.
Third or fourth date.
What is the usual response? Or the typical response?
The typical response is that they're not exactly excited. Well, actually, a few guys are. You know, they're happy to get to know my son, but, you know, it makes them jumpy.
Yeah. Sure. I think,
you know.
But don't you feel like you're kind of roping them into it if you wait that many dates where you're creating an interest in yourself? I mean, part of your package now is your son. And
it's not just roping them in, though. I want to get to know them, too. Like, I don't want to introduce my child to some guy who isn't what he seems to be. I mean, a lot of guys act really nice on the first few dates because they're trying to impress you.
But that's not... I mean, you seem to be someone who's not a single mom, and then you turn out to be a single
mom. What's a single mom supposed to be?
Well, in other words, you say nothing about a child, and then 3 to 4 dates... I mean, I was lucky enough to find out after 1 date. You're saying you tell some guys after 3 or 4 dates. That's not fair.
See, I think I'd just be surprised after the third date or the fourth date.
Well, we also have to remember that she decided not to go out with you again.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, she cut it off when she realized that you weren't going to be interested in that. She went ahead and just said, you know what, no more.
Yeah, maybe that's where the real fault lies there, Alicia. And you just, after he called you 2 or 3 times, you called him up and then said, you know what, I just realized you're not the kind of guy that I'd want to go out with because I have a child. Maybe that's the way to handle it.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.